Good Wednesday. Today is May the 28th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to visit again today with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, OSU Extension soybean pathologist and nematologist, talking about the times to go out and pull those soybean cyst nematode samplers and a lot of valuable resources available through the SCN Coalition. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to continue our conversation this Wednesday morning, visiting with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, OSU Extension soybean pathologist and nematologist. Well, while we're talking about crop protection, we'd be amiss if we didn't also talk about soybean cyst nematode, a popular topic anytime we have you on, and always a good time to sample for that as well, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. Before jumping to soybean cyst nematode, which is, you know, dear to my heart, because I am committed to try and eradicate will not be possible, but at least to help manage as much as we can here in Ohio and in the region. I just want to mention that Crop Protection Network has also put a survey out there, the survey is open for this spring season, right? This planting season. And the survey specifically asks questions about soybean seedling diseases. So a really nice and short survey that we encourage people to access and respond, because it provides us, researchers, relevant questions, and it helps us direct the research that we do to improve management for soybean seedling diseases. So highly encourage for anyone over 18 years old to complete this survey that is administered by the Crop Protection Network.
And easy ways to find that, either Googling Crop Protection Network and you can scan the website, or a recent article that you had in the Corn Newsletter had a link directly to it. Any of those would be a great way for someone to get an easy link and go complete that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have several responses already coming from Ohio. So, you know, having those articles that we put in the Corn Newsletter, and also that you guys share with your network is amazingly important.
Very good. Well, now let's delve into soybean cyst nematode. Everybody has probably been waiting to hear the latest on that. We need to sample and know not only our numbers, but maybe what the specific strain of that cyst nematode is, so we can be more effective managing that, correct?
Yes, 100%, Dusty. And, you know, since we're sharing resources in this conversation here, and we just shared Crop Protection Network, for those that are more interested in learning more about the biology and management of SCN and new tools that we have launched, the SCN Coalition is the website they should visit. So the SCNcoalition.com contains a lot of information about the biology of this pathogen, and also several management recommendations, as well as tools that we have been working on and launching since last year, which is the SCN Profit Checker.
And we'll be back to learn more about the soybean cyst nematode Profit Checker after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're back with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora to tell us more about the SCN Profit Checker tool.
Sometimes we know how much soybean cyst nematode we have in our field. We can use this calculator to have an estimate of how much yield reduction that amount of soybean cyst nematode in our particular field may be causing. Extremely useful tool that we encourage people to go and check. So the SCNcoalition.com, a website that contains a lot of information. And I am a co-lead of the SCN Coalition. So if there's any questions, anything that we should be aware and making sure that is in that website, please shoot me an email. But yeah, come spring, we're waiting. It's getting almost dry for us to go and sample and plant, and that's the best time to go and collect a sample, right? We don't want mud for a soil sample. A moist soil sample is okay. A dry soil sample is fine too, but we want to avoid going and sampling in fields that are sitting in water, right? We don't want that because we just don't collect that 6 to 8 inch depth of soil that we need, and it's just a hassle for us ourselves, right? But we have conditions right now that the fields are drying up. They're getting to the point where we can go and plant, but not yet. And maybe we're getting a little bit anxious. Why not get that probe and go and go and walk that field and collect a composite soil sample? Still with funding and support from Ohio Soybean Council, we are processing up to 2 samples free of charge for Ohio soybean growers. So they can submit that to the lab and we'll process those samples and return the amount of soybean cyst nematode if they're present in their field. The hope is that the result comes back with non-detected. That's one of the categories that we provide as a result. In Ohio, we have fields with high levels of soybean cyst nematode. Late surveys that we have done, sampling and receiving sampling from different sites, more than 60% of our samples tested positive in Ohio. And we're talking more than 2,500 samples that we have processed so far. So it's a large sample site, a lot of counties across Ohio. So more than 60% is more than flipping a coin, right? So yeah. We have soybean cyst nematode in Ohio, and we have it at high levels in some circumstances. You were mentioning about the type. That's a very important information to understand when we are dealing with high level of soybean cyst nematode in our field, and we want to be very precise in our management strategy.
My guest again today has been Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, OSU Extension soybean pathologist and nematologist, talking about soybean cyst nematode sampling and identification. We'll be back with more on soybean cyst nematode tomorrow. For now, that's what's making agricultural news all along the Maumee River Valley. And for the Maumee Valley Ag Report, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.